Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're joined by School Superintendent Cassie Murrah to talk about the latest Knoxville School Board meeting.
Some interesting findings from the Early Literacy Implementation Program. Talk a little bit about what was discussed at the school board meeting.
We have completed our fall testing, and the new assessment that the state is using is called the FAST. And when we completed that testing and we looked at the results, along with most schools in the state, anytime you take a new assessment, you kind of get ready for trying to decipher what the results mean and where it should lead you. We definitely have several students in each of our grade levels from kindergarten through fifth grade that are needing additional support in the literacy area. And so as we take a look at what those needs are going to be, we're trying to find interventions and opportunities to strengthen the learning of those kids who are really struggling with their reading. So right now we've got the data collected and the programming is beginning to individualize that instruction and those additional opportunities for kids. And then we will give that assessment again in the spring and hope those results really are improved, and we'll just kind of move on every year. That'll be an annual assessment that we give, and we do report that to the State Department, so it'll be one that our community gets used to hearing about, the FAST test.
Also approved by the board was a contract that was worth Edgenuity. This kind of sounds like it's basically a digital type of textbook. Talk a little bit about this contract that was approved and what it means to the school district.
Edgenuity is a company that provides online resources, and it really is. They have 50 different course offerings right now, and they continue to expand that and make additional courses available as well. But it's really, you know, the old traditional textbooks that you lugged around. You had one for every course. This company has kind of taken that, the curriculum itself, and made an online version, but really also made it much more interactive. And as our teachers start working with the courses, they can customize it. So we will literally create our Knoxville Algebra 1 course just like they currently do, but instead of having a 400-page textbook and they have to decide which activities and tests to give and which ones not, they'll be doing the online version of that. And because it is online, it's much more timely, I would say. You know, anytime you put something in print, it seems like it's outdated before it actually even gets delivered, especially if you're talking about some current events, sometimes science. You know, with research and other discoveries all the time, having an online company, they can literally go in any given moment and update the information for kids, which just keeps it much more relevant, exciting, and just the ability that we would have to make sure that our students are having all the different opportunities to gather good learning and information to make them as successful as we possibly can. Having that curriculum also allows us to utilize it in different ways. So our talented and gifted students might need to be challenged in different ways, and this is going to provide us some avenue to do that. It also can be used for credit recovery. It can be used as a textbook replacement in a classroom. It could be used if we have a student who is homebound because of an illness. They could log in and continue on all their studies even though they aren't in class. You know, so there's just such a wide variety of ways that we'll be able to utilize the curriculum and the program from Edgenuity, and we're really excited to see what potential benefits that they can provide Knoxville students, and we definitely then will be using our one-to-one laptop initiatives to a much higher degree than what we have in the past.
How would this contract compare to buying regular textbooks?
You know, the contract is a site license, and it's an annual subscription, if you will. The cost is actually significantly less because you're getting, you know, 50 textbooks for a single price. It is an annual subscription, but for the amount of information you get, it's significantly less than what we paid for just a single textbook adoption series in the past. You know, when you get new math books, usually you can only afford to do math once every 7 years, because in between there, then you're doing biology 1 year and you're doing English a different year. And so this way, it, you know, everybody kind of gets the new stuff all at one time. It also is going to give us a little bit more in our funds to purchase extra materials, the hands-on project-based learning, which I think is really valuable to kids too. So I think it'll be nice to be able to supplement what we're doing with our online textbook series with the things that are, you know, hands-on project-based.
And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guest, School Superintendent Cassie Murrah, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.